これから2025年度第3回高一寸大全国模試リスニングテストを始めます。放送を聞きながらメモを取っても構いませんが、回答はすべて回答用紙の所定欄に記入しなさい。問題は A と B の2題あります。問題 A、 これから放送される5つの会話を聞き、1から5の答えとして最も適切なものをそれぞれ4つの選択肢A から A の中から1つずつ選び、その記号を記しなさい。会話はそれぞれ2度放送されます。では始めます。
Number 1.
I'm thinking about getting an aquarium in my living room. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. Would you prefer a few fish or a lot of fish?
I definitely want a lot.
If you want just one kind of fish, it'll be pretty easy to set up.
I'd like several kinds swimming around in just one aquarium.
Okay, let me write down what you'll need to get at the pet store. Listen again.
I'm thinking about getting an aquarium in my living room. Could you give me some advice?
Sure.Would you prefer a few fish or a lot of fish?
I definitely want a lot.
If you want just one kind of fish, it'll be pretty easy to set up.
I'd like several kinds swimming around in just one aquarium.
Okay, let me write down what you'll need to get at the pet store. Number 2.Wow! What a cute boy! Is that you?
Yes, that's me. My father took this when I was 5 years old. We were about to go camping, and my father let me sit in the driver's seat. Of course, the engine was off.
Did you go camping often?
Camping was our family's favorite thing.
So the woman sitting in the back seat is your mom?
Yes, that's right.
Listen again. Wow! What a cute boy! Is that you?
Yes, that's me. My father took this when I was 5 years old. We were about to go camping, and my father let me sit in the driver's seat. Of course, the engine was off.
Did you go camping often?
Camping was our family's favorite thing.
So the woman sitting in the back seat is your mom?
Yes, that's right.
Number 3.
Wow, what a long line.
That's why I suggested buying the museum tickets online in advance.
You were right, but it's no use complaining about it now.
How about having a nice lunch somewhere today instead? We can come back next week.
Well, since the line is this long, we have no other choice.
Listen again.
Wow, what a long line.
That's why I suggested buying the museum tickets online in advance.
You were right, but it's no use complaining about it now.
How about having a nice lunch somewhere today instead? We can come back next week.
Well, since the line is this long, we have no other choice.
Number 4.My son says he wants a smartphone. What do you think?
Well, how old is he?
11, a fifth grader.
That's a difficult question parents should consider at some point. In my opinion, the later the better, as smartphones are very addictive. But just banning them may not lead to a good result. What's important is to have a family discussion, with your son included, about when he should get one and how to use it responsibly.
Thank you so much. Listen again. My son says he wants a smartphone. What do you think?
Well, how old is he?
11, a fifth grader.
That's a difficult question parents should consider at some point. In my opinion, the later the better, as smartphones are very addictive. But just banning them may not lead to a good result. What's important is to have a family discussion, with your son included, about when he should get one and how to use it responsibly.
Thank you so much. Number 5.
Hey, what kind of sentence structure should I use when I want to ask someone for advice? Say, if I want to ask someone about the best tourist spots in Japan.
Well, if you want to ask about that, put, do you think, after, which places?
Like this? Which places are the best tourist spots in Japan, do you think?
No, the correct word order is, which places do you think are the best tourist spots in Japan? Listen again.
Hey, what kind of sentence structure should I use when I want to ask someone for advice? Say, if I want to ask someone about the best tourist spots in Japan.
Well, if you want to ask about that, put, do you think, after, which places?
Like this? Which places are the best tourist spots in Japan, do you think?
No, the correct word order is, which places do you think are the best tourist spots in Japan?
これで問題 A は終了です。それでは問題 B に移ります。問題 B。これから放送される大学受験生に向けて行われた講演の一部を聞き、1から5の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ4つの選択肢、A から E の中から1つずつ選び、その記号を記しなさい。英文は2度放送されます。では、始めます。
Today,I would like to tell you about some hidden purposes of entrance examinations. No doubt, the main goal of preparing for them is to get into one of your dream universities. But if you concentrate only on your scores, you will miss a lot of the benefits your studies can offer. In fact, one of the reasons why most high school students are encouraged to study for entrance examinations is that studying a variety of subjects can have numerous positive effects on their lives. I would like to introduce three of them. First, preparing for exams can be an opportunity to think about your future. What are you going to study at university?What kind of life would you like to lead after graduation? How much money would you like to earn in the future? Such questions will help you design your own life consciously. If you can answer them, you will know the skills you need to acquire and will be able to study all the harder. Next, preparing for exams teaches you how to manage your limited time. Generally speaking, The number of things to learn is huge. And in fact, you can't learn everything you want to. Therefore, you need to decide what to do first, second, third, and so on, according to what is most important to you. Learning to decide things in this way will do you a lot of good, even after you get out into the world. Last but not least, through preparing for exams, you will learn how to learn. This is something you can only do by trying again and again to learn new things. You will naturally begin to figure out the best ways to learn each one. This ability will be very useful not only while studying at university, but in many situations after graduation when there is no teacher. I hope you now understand how useful exam preparation is and will be happy to study. Don't become burned out, but enjoy yourself.
Listen again.
Today, I would like to tell you about some hidden purposes of entrance examinations. No doubt, the main goal of preparing for them is to get into one of your dream universities. But if you concentrate only on your scores, you will miss a lot of the benefits your studies can offer. In fact, one of the reasons why most high school students are encouraged to study for entrance examinations is that studying a variety of subjects can have numerous positive effects on their lives. I would like to introduce three of them. First, preparing for exams can be an opportunity to think about your future. What are you going to study at university? What kind of life would you like to lead after graduation? How much money would you like to earn in the future? Such questions will help you design your own life consciously. If you can answer them, you will know the skills you need to acquire and will be able to study all the harder. Next, preparing for exams teaches you how to manage your limited time. Generally speaking, the number of things to learn is huge, and in fact, you can't learn everything you want to. Therefore, you need to decide what to do first, second, third, and so on, according to what is most important to you. Learning to decide things in this way will do you a lot of good, even after you get out into the world. Last but not least, through preparing for exams, you will learn how to learn. This is something you can only do by trying again and again to learn new things. You will naturally begin to figure out the best ways to learn each one. This ability will be very useful not only while studying at university, but in many situations after graduation, when there is no teacher. I hope you now understand how useful exam preparation is and will be happy to study. Don't become burned out, but enjoy yourself.
これでリスニングテストの放送は終わりますが、このまま回答を続けても、また他の問題に移っても構いません。